Well, welcome to today's study on Joseph. We are on our study sheet number 8. We're on Genesis 42, verse 3, and we go to the end of that chapter for today. We're going to start off by doing the review questions from last week. Some of us did make it, some of us didn't because of the funny weather that we've been experiencing. It's been cold and windy and snowy, and today it's raining, but we got most of everybody here today. So let's do the review questions. There's five things. What are the five things? There's more than that, but I just said name five things that Pharaoh gave to Joseph. When Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and picked him as the one who was going to provide to the country of Egypt the granaries that needed to be built and to keep the bumper crops that they would get in for 7 years before the big famine came. And so Pharaoh gave, what did he give Joseph? Can you think of one?
Well, he was in command. He gave him authority.
So he gave him authority. That would be one.
A wife.
He gave him a wife.
Is this the signet ring and the robes of fine linen?
Yep. He gave him a signet
ring. Chain around his neck. I've got these things under my cut quite conveniently in my
life. Yep, he got some bling. There's some bling there.
Yeah, he's going to look it.
And then the Pharaoh also gave him not a Cadillac, but a
chariot.
A chariot. So, I mean, this guy was dressed to the tilt, and he was given everything that, you know, we'd say like our president would be given. Bodyguards, you know, people that went before him, he rode in his chariot that said, "Make way, here comes the vice president of Egypt." Only he wasn't a vice president. He was just a second in command. Anything else that you can think of? He gave him one more thing that you haven't said yet.
Some food or something.
No.
No.
He gave him an Egyptian name. Remember that?
Name.
Which we're not going to try to pronounce.
Oh, I see that.
But he gave him an Egyptian name, which was important, I think, for the people in Egypt, that they did not want, they'd kind of go like, Joseph, what kind of a name is Joseph? But the Pharaoh was wise enough to give him an Egyptian name and gave him everything that Egypt had to offer him. And so he was he was interesting, you know, from where he was and where was he before?
In prison.
And you know that before he went to see Pharaoh, what did he have to do?
Water. Clean up.
Clean up. Shave.
He had to shave, you know, because the Egyptians, they didn't have beards, the Egyptians at this time. They were always clean shaven. And so if Joseph showed up to the Pharaoh with a beard, of course, you know, you probably grew that in prison, would give away like where you've been, or you were not one of them. It would kind of let people know that this is maybe somebody
who
would listen.
See what that looks like. Go see the guy across the road from me selling bird seeds.
Is that? You got a beard?
Wendell. He has not shaved or cut his hair for years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Looks like a mountain man.
Yeah. Clear down here. It's all gray.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's kind of the bird man of
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz?
No.
Of Okoboji?
165th right. Street.
Center Lake.
Center, yeah. All right, let's go on to number 2. Review questions from last week. What were the two living things in Pharaoh's dreams?
Calves and wheat.
What did you say?
Calves.
Okay, calves, cattle, cows, whatever you want to say.
And wheat.
And then it was wheat, yeah. So you got plants. It could be wheat. And you got cattle. So that was in Pharaoh's dreams. And the unique thing about his dreams that puzzled him was what? When it came to the cows, they were
fat
and
thin.
Yep. And then the thin ones ate the fat ones.
There you go.
And they didn't get fat. They stayed thin.
Yeah, they didn't stay thin. They were gaunt. They were ugly cows. And then you have the wheat that was thin, a thin head of wheat. It's because of the heat that it took. It was not very healthy, but it ate the seven full heads that were there. And through that, that's how Joseph came up with interpreting the dream of telling Pharaoh there's going to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. And that's something that they needed to be prepared for. And Joseph had an idea that you need a wise man to kind of watch over this so that this country does not fall into the death trap of a big famine.
So how did they preserve the meat for 7 years?
The bacon?
No, I mean, there's no refrigeration.
You know, I think they're probably, you know, they ate the meat quite fast. You know?
Beef jerky.
Well, and then they salted
it. Desert, you know, they just dried a lot of
things. You don't really hear much about them eating, well, of course, they ate lamb, or the Jews did. They ate lamb and they ate goats. And they had to eat it a certain way, and they only could, if they didn't eat it, they would then burn it.
They probably were able to feed them because they had stored enough grain.
But it was really, the grain was a staple, I think, for food. It's just like, you know, bread. Bread can hold you over if there is wheat to make the flour to make the bread. And you need chickens because you need eggs to put in the flour.
You feed grain to the chickens.
Oh, there you go. The grain goes to the chickens to keep them alive, or cattle. Yeah, livestock, all that stuff.
Probably.
Works together.
They used to salt meat, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the
Homer's folks did that. They put in crocks with salt.
Yeah, yeah. So did my grandparents. My dad grew up with a lot of that stuff. And sometimes the meat, even though it was salted, would also kind of sometimes turn green or get a little moldy, so they just kind of cut that off and probably give it to the dogs or cats. But, you know, they just kind of dealt with that stuff. It was no big deal, you know, to them, where it would be to us today. Number three, do you remember the names of Joseph's two sons that he was the father of? With the wife that was given to him by Pharaoh.
I have Manasseh.
Yep.
And
Ephraim. Yep, Ephraim.
Yep.
Yep. Ephraim. Manasseh, you spell that M-A-N-A-S-S-E-H. Manasseh. And Ephraim is E-P-H-R-A-I-M. Ephraim. Those are the two sons of Joseph. Four, Joseph went from being a blank to a blank.
Prisoner?
Prisoner is the first
prisoner
one.
Prisoner or slave, yeah.
Yep, slave, prisoner, that either one would be fine. But he was, we could probably say prisoner because he was
to being second in command.
And he's, you know, he's second in command of Israel. I mean, he went from rags to riches in just a few minutes. Vice president, we could say, you know, that's how we would probably recognize him today.
He had more authority than our vice president.
Well, he would today, definitely. Mm-hmm. And he's a lot smarter.
Oh, and happy girl.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I didn't mean I was being recorded there.
Don't even just let it go.
Sometimes we just lose sight of that we're being recorded. So. All right, let's go on to the last one.
You'll be visited tomorrow.
If you don't see me ever again, you probably know why. They come and they got me. Five, who did Pharaoh consult first in understanding his dreams? Who did he consult?
His wizards.
God.
The Pharaoh. Wizards, the magicians? Yeah, the Pharaoh did that. Yeah. That's who he went to say, tell me what these dreams that I've had, what they mean. And they couldn't do it. So I don't know what kind of stories they told the Pharaoh, but Pharaoh goes like, no, that can't be the interpretation of it. But it was the cupbearer who was, his mind was juggled when Pharaoh was talking about these dreams, that the cupbearer remembered Joseph. And that is when he said to the Pharaoh, hey, by the way, you remember when you threw me in jail, threw me in prison? Well, there was a guy there, name of Joseph, that I had a dream, and so did the baker, and he interpreted our dreams, and they all came true. And that's when he said, well, I need to see this guy. Go get me this guy by the name of Joseph. And so that's kind of how it all started here. All right, that was last week. Now we go to this week as we move on. First question is, how many brothers of Joseph went to Egypt to buy grain?
Let's read the scripture.
Correct.
Let's read the scripture.
Ten of Joseph.
And we will read the scripture because we always seem to forget that. So let's read Genesis 42:3. And we'll go to the end of the chapter.
Just through 26.
We just go to the end of the chapter. Start with 42:3 and we end with 26. Oh my, that can't be right. No, yeah,
that's
it is right.
That's not the end of the chapter. It's not the end of the chapter. That's a lot.
All right, 42:3. If you don't want to read, just say pass and it goes to the next person. That's okay. Doran, do you want to start?
Sure.
Take three.
Then 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt.
Go ahead, Jen.
Okay. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brothers, with the other, because he was afraid that harm might come to him.
So Israel's sons were among those who went to buy grain, for the famine was in the land of Canaan also.
Now Joseph was the governor of the land, the person who sold grain to all its people. So when Joseph's brothers arrived, they bowed down to him with their faces to the ground.
Yes.
When Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them, but he treated them like strangers and spoke harshly to them. Where do you come from? He said. They said, from the land of Canaan, to buy food.
And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him.
Then he remembered his dream about them and said to them, you are spies. You have come to see where our land is unprotected.
No, my lord, they answered. Your servants have come to buy food. We are all the sons of one man. Your servants are honest men and not spies.
No, he said to them. You have come to see where our land is unprotected.
But they replied, your servants were 12 brothers, the sons of one man, who lives in the land of Canaan. The youngest is now with our father, and one is no more.
And Joseph said to them, it is as I say to you, you are spies.
Here is how you shall be tested. As Pharaoh lives, you shall not leave this place until your youngest brother comes here.
Send one of you and let him bring your brother while you remain confined, that your words may be tested, whether there is truth in you. Or else, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies.
And he put them all in custody for 3 days.
On the third day, Joseph said to them, do this and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers stay here in prison while the rest of you go and take grain back to your starving households. But you must bring your youngest brother to me so that your words may be verified and that you may not die. This they proceeded to do.
They said to one another, surely we are punished because of our brothers. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but he would not listen. That's why this distress has come upon us.
Reuben replied, didn't I tell you not to sin against the boy? But you wouldn't listen. Now we must give an accounting for his blood.
Yes.
They did not know that Joseph understood them. Ha ha. since he spoke with them through an interpreter.
He turned away from them and wept. And he returned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes.
Oh.
Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain, to put each man's silver back in his sack, and to give them provisions on their journey. And after this was done for them, they loaded their grain on their donkeys and left.
Well, that's it. We stop there. We stop right there. It's a very interesting storyline, isn't it? How this all goes. It's like you just want to keep on reading. See what happens next. Well, that's why we have a study that makes you come back. And you want to know more. Okay, so we already did number one on our worksheet. How many brothers of Joseph went to Egypt to buy grain? And then he did say the correct number. It was 10. Now, here's another question that's not on the sheet. Where do you find the number 10 in the Bible? Other places in the Bible where there's 10 is important.
Ten commandments.
10 commandments. Yep, there's one. What else?
Ten I ams?
No, there's only seven.
Only seven. I always think there's 10 of them.
Last night, we talked about one of the 10. Well, we actually talked about all of them. But there was 10 what in Egypt?
Plagues.
Plagues.
Right.
The 10 plagues. And in the New Testament, there's one other thought that hit me. There were 10 lepers that were cleansed.
Only one came back. Yeah.
And only one came back to thank Jesus. I can't think of any other 10s. But those are just the 10s I think
of. I don't think a 10 is a holy number, though.
Well, you know, you really don't. So.
Not like 7 and 3.
Or 40. You know, sometimes 40 is an important number, too. So. 40 days, 40 nights, you got the flood, Noah, it rained, 40 days, 40 nights, you got Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights fasting, being tempted by Satan, and...
Did he live 40 days stay on earth 40 days after he resurrected?
Oh yeah.
No, it was 50 for 50. Pentecost, remember?
Well, he was gone, but Jesus was gone.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was 50 days from when he rose from the dead before the Holy Spirit came.
Right.
So I don't know when.
But Jesus, after the resurrection, was 40 days, and then he ascended into heaven. And it was 50 days after the resurrection where Pentecost came in the book of Acts. Which is you know, that's a huge thing. Pentecost is because that's when the Holy Spirit then comes and lives in every believer. Before that, it wasn't that way. So it's like we are part of that today. So numbers are kind of interesting. Just when you talk about them a little bit, there's other numbers in our account today. The number 3, you hear that a few times in what we read today. 3. And we think of 3 days that Jesus, after he died, he resurrected 3 days later. All right, number 2, it says, why do you think Joseph's brothers did not recognize Joseph? They came to Egypt. They had no clue that it was Joseph who was before them. Why do you suppose they didn't recognize Joseph, but Joseph recognized them?
He spoke Egyptian.
If he did speak Egyptian, then it was he used an interpreter to tell his brothers what he just said. So that would be one good thing there, yeah. The language.
Well, and he'd be dressed like an Egyptian.
He'd be dressed definitely like an Egyptian.
And he would have.
Shaved him.
or he'd have a lot of bling on him or fancy robes. I mean, he was decked out type of thing.
It's sort of like, okay, I see a student that I had in school. He's grown up. He's changed.
Yeah.
I don't recognize him.
Yeah.
But I haven't changed much. He recognizes me.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. That happens.
Because he was a child.
Right. 17. Yeah.
Now he's older.
But he went as a slave. They were never think that he would be in that position.
No.
They wouldn't even be going there.
Yeah, I mean, they hated him.
They were going to be looking
for
him.
But if they only remember what he had interpreted to them
yes.
earlier,
yeah.
But they didn't.
But they never liked him at all. And when they got rid of him, they thought, good riddance.
Done with that.
We don't have to.
Dreamer.
Yeah, you know.
And that dream.
And then here they are in front of him and don't recognize him. And, of course, he would understand their language. They would be speaking Hebrew. He could, he knew everything they were saying to each other.
They didn't think for 1 minute.
And they didn't think it was him, you know.
But could understand what they
were saying. Yeah, it's great. It's a, you couldn't even plan something like this. So, and of course, the other thing is that he used a very harsh voice. He kind of laid the law down on the line with his brothers, and he treated them different. He wasn't nice to them. So, I mean, and of course, they were afraid as all get out, too. You know? Which I don't blame them. Number three, how would you expect Joseph to react when he recognized that these 10 men were his brothers? I mean, what would you... How would you expect him to react if he saw his, hey, these are my brothers. And I remember what they did to me.
Yeah.
Like brothers.
Revenge.
You expect him to take revenge.
Well, you think, yeah.
Because he was in a position too.
Oh, absolutely. He could have made their lives miserable.
Yeah.
Very miserable if he wanted to.
Well, he kind of did.
Well, in a unique way.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fun time for them by any means. So number four, Joseph spoke harshly to his brothers and called them
spies.
You guys are spies. No, he didn't call them immigrants. Illegal immigrants. And they're looking for a way of finding the places in Egypt where it would be unprotected. So it's like he's using this whole conversation here that they're spies. So he kind of just kept rubbing that in their noses in that. Number five, it says, do you agree with chapter 42, verse 11 or not? What does that say? 42:11 says, we are all the sons of one man. So these are the brothers speaking to Joseph. Your servants are honest men, not spies.
Not very honest.
We have never been spies, Paul says.
Is it? We've never been spies.
But they lied.
But they were honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they've been living with this lie those years.
Yeah. And so, I mean, are they really honest guys?
No.
They're not as honest as they think they are.
They're opportunists.
That's what they say to Joseph. They're like, yeah, right.
So, look at how many times they had to lie to their dad of what happened to Joseph. They never did confess to what actually happened to Joseph. And Joseph remembered was what to their dad?
Favorite.
The favorite, because he got the multicolored robe and he didn't have to work. Okay, how did Joseph test his brothers? They must all go back except for one. And they are to bring back the youngest brother, blank. What's his name?
Benjamin.
Yep. And remember, Joseph and Benjamin are, who is the mother? Who was their mother?
Rachel.
That was Jacob's first love. I mean, he loved Jacob. I mean, Jacob loved Rachel more than any other person, but I don't get why he's got all these other kids and wives either.
This is duty.
Yeah, probably duty. Number seven, all of them were put in custody for how many days?
Three.
So here's we have another number, three, which will also come up again in the New Testament where after Jesus is crucified, it says 3 days later he will be raised up. Eight, who was left behind and had to wait for all the brothers to return to Egypt? Which of the brothers had to stay and was put in jail?
Simeon.
Simeon, yep. He kept Simeon. Put him in prison. And yet, and how long did Simeon have to wait?
Until they came back.
Until, yeah, we don't know how long that is. But it's a while. Because look how far, I mean, if this was in Cairo, we talked about how far Jerusalem is from Cairo. You know, if you walk 20 miles a day, it's close to 500 miles.
20 miles a day.
So, I mean, it's weeks. You would have to walk weeks.
What's 500 miles from
here? Kansas City?
Yeah. So you're thinking of, you know, Simeon had to be in jail for quite some time.
Down and back.
Because you're like, man, you know how long it's going to take just to get back? And I got to stay here? And then if they come back, I'm going to still be here too. But they stayed longer in Canaan than what we think. But we don't know exactly how long that is. Number 9. The brothers began to argue with one another about how they were treated by...
No, how they treated Joseph.
Or how they treated... Oh, yeah. The brothers began to argue with one another about how they treated Joseph. They had not forgotten what they had... And I cross out the two there in your... If you've got that on your worksheet. What they had...
Done... To Joseph.
What they had done to Joseph and how they had blanked to their dad.
Lied.
So, you know, it's like an automatic thing is, here's a guilty conscience. They all have a guilty conscience going on here. And they think back to their brother. How they treated Joseph. Their younger brother. These guys are all older than him.
How old would Joseph?
He would probably be 30 now.
Okay.
And so this was.
They are obviously above that.
So really, it's good for Denny, and he brings out, you know, like students. That's so correct. I mean, yeah. It's like I, if I see an old teacher, I still call him Mr. or Mrs. You know.
Recognize them.
And I would recognize them, and they go like, "Now, who are you?"
Yeah. They have too many.
And then I go like, well...
But it's because you have changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they have so many... We only have to keep track of a few teachers. They have hundreds of students.
Kids, yeah. Yeah, over the years.
There's no way they... Yeah. I get it.
You'll recognize their voice before you knew their face.
Change, huh?
That doesn't change.
Interesting. Yeah.
I should know who you are, but I can't put a name to your face. And then they tell you, go like, no way. Or, oh, yeah, I guess now... You didn't shave before, but now you're shaving.
Danny, when did you start teaching?
61. 61? When did you quit or retire?
I had 41 years. I taught 41 years.
So 2001?
And 2002
is when you retired.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of students.
I was
gonna
say, did they give you a medal of honor or something? Courage.
Well, I had junior high and high school shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you at the same school the whole time?
I started at Royal for 4 years, okay. And then I came up here to Arnold's Park, mm-hmm. Taught there until they consolidated with Milford.
Okay.
And taught.
In Okaboto,
yeah. Okay. Huh. Now, were you married? I mean, did you have Lynn with you then at the beginning?
Not at Royal.
Okay.
And I was up here in Arnold's Park that for several years. We got married in 69.
Okay. So you met Lynn up here?
No.
Where?
Well, that's another story.
Oh, yes. I'm going to shut it off.
This is...
Wow, that was an incredible story, Denny. I wish you guys could have heard this, but too bad. We had to turn it off because it was very personal. So we're back to our study now. And we are number 10, I believe. Reuben, who is who? Birth order?
The oldest.
He's the oldest. Remember, keep that in mind. Reuben is the oldest. He is the firstborn. If he would have been in Egypt at the time of the plagues, and there was no blood found on the house where he was at, guess what? Reuben would not have survived. But Reuben believes that they are being blank.
Punished.
Oh, punished.
For their evil actions against Joseph. So this comes back to a guilty conscience. And it goes, you know, they think that it happened just a short time ago when really it probably happened how long ago?
Oh, Sophie's third.
That they got rid of Joseph. They threw him in that...
15?
It'd be, yeah, it was between 10 and 15 years type of a thing. So, I mean, just think of that. Of course, you know, it can happen to all of us, can't it? I mean, we can be thinking of something that happened many years ago that you feel bad about, or, you know, why did I say that, or why did I do that type of a thing.
The older you get, the more they come back to you.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? The older you get, the more they come back.
Yeah. You need to atone. You need to make amends.
You know? Interesting. So, number 11, Joseph has a blank with him and pretends that he doesn't understand what they're saying to each other. My parentheses. I don't know what you got there.
Excuse me. In reality, he knows there.
In reality, he knows there.
Language. So he had an interpreter.
He had an interpreter, yeah. So he played it, you know, he played it right in front of his brothers by probably, if he did speak, it was an Egyptian. He let the interpreter tell the brothers what he just said, even though he knew he could speak their language because he knew who they were. But didn't do it. 12, how did this affect Joseph?
Yeah.
How did it affect him? Yeah, he turned away. He had to turn away from them, and he began to cry, began to weep. So it kind of shows you that he wanted to really be honest with them, and he couldn't at this point yet. So he's kind of a softie.
I was going to say, I'm guessing that's because he still loved. I mean, he loved his family.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's right. I mean, he wasn't weeping because of any other reason but that...
This is his family.
That was his family.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd probably been yearning for them
for
all
years.
This time, but how would he ever get back?
Yeah. You know? Or when would he ever see him again? Maybe he said, I'll never see my family again.
Yeah, I mean...
But now, ta-da!
I was thinking, was he always, like, a... somewhat of a slave there. In other words, he had to stay. He couldn't have just gone away.
Yeah, he was a slave. He sold as a slave.
Yeah.
He was thrown into prison. He had to take orders from everybody else.
So he really had no freedom to return.
Not really, no. But it's interesting that it says in the scriptures that the Lord was with him. And he was able to do things that even the people he worked with or were slave to, they knew that there was something special about this guy. That... you know, that his God is with him type of a thing. It's just very interesting how that's pointed out from time to time throughout the story.
But he hadn't turned hard.
No, right, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, a hard man wouldn't weep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point. So he still has his own faith from where he came from his dad, Jacob, in Canaan. Even though he's an Egyptian, he didn't go the ways of the Egyptians. Now, his wife, her dad was a priest. Of whom? We talked about this last week. Her dad was a priest of Ra. Ra is the name of the god, of the Egyptian god, which means the god of the sun, the sun god.
My Bible says
the
priest of
On. Yeah, it's On.
O-N.
Oh, Joseph's mother?
Ra, R-A.
No, not Joseph's mother.
Okay.
His wife.
His wife. No. His wife. Oh, yeah. No. His wife's mother. Okay.
Because her dad's name was Potiphera. Get that. Potiphar is the one who bought him as a slave and threw him in jail. So, okay, so 13, Joseph gave orders to fill his brother's bags with
grain.
He gave them back their
silver
and gave them
donkeys.
Food. They had donkeys. But provisions. Food, yeah. Provisions for their way back. On their journey back to Canaan. What does this tell you about Joseph? Sneaky little guy.
He wanted them to come back and be safe.
That was kind of ornery, putting the silver back in there.
Oh, he put their silver back. Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, everything that they came down to Egypt to, you know, to buy grain and to give, they find, it's all given back to him. Joseph made sure that all that they brought with them was to go back also with them.
I keep thinking, only God could have put all that in his brain. Oh, yeah. Like, gosh, you know, that's a lot of premeditated stuff, you know.
It's a lot of forgiveness.
Yes.
It's starting right there, isn't it? He is wanting to communicate. He still loves them, and he forgives them for all that they've done to him.
But his brothers are going to think they're going to accuse him of taking back the silver.
Yeah, like I'm saying. It's
they misinterpret it.
Sort of a backdoor way of getting...
Yeah.
Hey, if we're caught with these goodies, we're going to be in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they took it.
Yeah.
We find it out next week.
He was really messing with them, is what I think.
Yeah. Because he thought, like, hey, you know, if you had opened up that sack of grain and find in there your money, you know, the silver in there, I mean, wouldn't you be jubilant of going like, hey, we got our money back, or I got my money back. This is a free trip.
Of course, care.
But for them, next week we find out, they were frightened. When they saw that, I mean, their hearts just sunk.
And we are really cooked now.
And they thought they are in trouble with the Egyptians.
Because Joseph was very stern.
Yeah, and he's harsh.
I didn't think he was going to.
Yeah, that's all they know. And that's all they know about him, that he's a very harsh, higher up level of a guy in Egypt.
I wonder if he turned around and went, nay, 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 nay.
I don't know. We'll find out. So at 14, Joseph was very blank with his brothers.
Harsh.
This is after.
Fairly in the story here.
So I just put, you know, either generous and forgiving. And so in some ways it's like Joseph is a lot like his God. Mm-hmm. The God that he has is generous and forgiving. And so now he is showing that to his brothers.
But what about that silver stuff? Just threw that into...
Well, he just gave it back. He just gave what they... What they
didn't realize how they would react.
Yeah, he didn't have any
idea. Oh, okay. I was thinking that was...
I'm sure he's thinking that he's doing a big favor.
Oh, and they could not wrap their heads.
No, they took it wrong.
Okay.
That they thought they're in trouble now. The Egyptians are going to come.
I thought that was part of Joseph's intent. Yeah. Not at all.
So the last question here is, where is God in all of this?
He was there.
He's there.
With Joseph.
He's there. Always been with Joseph. It's incredible. So I can't wait till next Thursday.
Hope we don't have another storm.
Yeah, what's this, the first?
We'll pick it up.
It sounds like
okay.
Weather should, I just